God. Will you raise your hand? Thank you. That's what will cause a revival to come in Chicago. That's the reason you're receiving these benefits. In the name of the Lord, I say this. Blessed is your eyes, and blessed is your ears. For you see things that many in the back generations has longed to see and has failed to see it. Blessed are your ears which are hearing, for you hear things that many has longed to hear and has failed to hear. God bless you. Now to these that's coming. Look on your cards. There might be somebody deaf that can't hear. But
what I call here, 15 months. 15.
The first 15. Be one to be 15 first. I don't know what the Holy Spirit will do. I can't tell. If He speaks to the people, gives visions, I'll speak them. If He doesn't, I cannot. I'll just pray for the sick as we go through. But everyone in this audience, wherever you are, you look here and believe with all your heart, and God will answer your desire. I just feel like an anointing of the Holy Spirit's coming near. Friends, how many seen the picture there in the book of that angel of the Lord? Or probably got it in your house. It's copyrighted down in Washington, D.C., the only supernatural being it's ever taken. I'm standing at a sacred desk here. God knows this is true. That same angel that you see yonder, where all the whole nation blared at him, where they're trying today to get it in papers and things, but it's copyrighted. It can't be done. It'll never be till I'm dead and gone. Then it'll be brought out. But you can have it. You could buy it. But I mean, it can't be released because God wouldn't permit that. But yonder it is by all scientific research everywhere. The best there is in the United States. There's his own name, George J. Lacey. Signed to the FBI, head of the FBI agent on fingerprint and so forth. There it is, signed by him. You couldn't get a copy of it without his signature. It's the only supernatural being that's ever scientifically proved to be real. And then right before thousands of people, many, many thousands, when they said, I was an imposter, I said, I only claim to be God's servant. I am not a divine healer. I said, I tell the truth. An angel of God came to me and told me that I was to go do this thing. If I speak the truth, then God will vindicate the truth. But if I tell a lie, God has nothing to do with a lie. And He won't bless error. Anyone knows that. I said, if I tell the truth, then God will speak that I told the truth. And about that time, here it come, a pillar of fire. Not like that. Hung right down where I was, and the American Photographer Association set up their camera and shot the picture, took it, said, I'll see if it's psychology, and went down there and put it in the acids and tested it and threw it to Washington, D.C. the same night, returned back and been in their hands of the Douglas Studios in Houston, Texas, the only supernatural being that's ever photographed and proved. Now, the scientific world knows it's real. And real born-again Christians who are in the meeting and see the work of it know it's real. Now, what more do you need tonight but to accept it as being real, sent from God? The Lord bless you. Okay, Billy? All right. Bring the lady. Is all your 15 there? What say? All right. The person that's holding prayer card number 5 is missing. If you're here, look around. It might be a deaf person. Prayer card number 5 is missing. They'll miss their turn if they don't come in according to their number. B5. All right. Now, just a moment. Slowly, sister, abide with me, if you will. And let's just kind of get near to God. Remember, before you start praying, look this way. The angel of God, whose servant I am, is standing less than 3 feet from me right now. You think I'd say that if I didn't know what I was talking about? He's moving right in. You can just feel it coming in. It's His presence. Now, Lord Jesus, come near. May a sacred, holy hush come over the people. May there be a reverence. May there be a power of God that will set the people free tonight. And may Your great, holy, humble name be magnified. Grant it, Lord, in Jesus' name I ask it. Amen. Now, if you, friends, Now, for the last few nights, I've just been taking the people, praying for them, and whatever the Lord says, it may be the same thing tonight. I don't know. That's up to Him. I want you to be in prayer, and if I haven't asked you to bow your head, bow your head. And if you've got children, keep them near you. For if an epileptic comes on the platform, that's one thing he gets away from him. I've seen here not long ago 28 people sitting out there, a minister and a whole group, take epilepsy off of a fit that was brought off of a person on the platform. That's the truth. Remember those boys that went out and said to this epileptic, I adjure thee by Jesus who Paul preaches come out? And the devil said, now Jesus I know and Paul I know, but who are you? Is that right? Remember what happened? He had epilepsy. All right. Now, lady, you come here near. Now, I just want to ask you some questions. Can you hear me out there all right?
Where's Brother Baxter?
You watch Brother Baxter. Now, I don't know. I believe it's going to be anointing. See, if it does, why? You watch this microphone if they don't get it. I never know how far it is away, you see, when it gets a few after a few. The anointing gets so deep, the whole crowd of people becomes a mass, and I don't know what I'm saying, you see. And you, before this happened, I love you. I am your brother in Christ Jesus. Pray for me wherever I go. I'll always remember Chicago, be longing to come back. Now, sister, I know you're a Christian because your spirit feels welcome. See, you're a believer. But now in order that we want to talk just a few moments. And then in this talking, like our master did at the woman at the well. He just talked to her. So, see, you are human. I am a human. And we both have human spirits. And now, if there's anything wrong in you, see, then that is something that Satan's trying to do. That's an outside being from you. You understand that? If it's a cancer, if it's a tumor, or whatever it is, it's something outside of you. It's a life growing, or whatever it might be. Now, in here, I'm just a man, just your brother. And now, there's anointing coming here, which you're aware of it now. You know it's something. I want you to watch, friend. Watch the patient's face when they come near here. Watch when it's coming like it is now. Watch them change the expression on their face when they come. Just remember to watch. And now, if the angel of the Lord will come near, then the angel of sickness which would be on you, he'll go to pull him. See? The angel of the Lord is near. Now, there's both powers, and they're fighting one against the other. Now, it depends on our faith. Now, that sickness, whatever you have, if that is a pulling on you, you see, it's going to try to put everything in your mind to keep you from believing that this is truth. See? And this which is coming now and me speaking to you is trying to get you to believe that it's truth, you see. Now, here's a warfare. If you will believe it, then this year, Holy Spirit will pronounce the blessing, Satan has to leave. It has to be. Now, if you don't, now, after when he goes away, you maybe get right away feel better. He walks in dry places. And he returns back with a symptom. Worse than he ever was. 7 times as bad, maybe. And when he does, if the good man of the house isn't standing there, that's faith, they get away. Now, the Bible says go and sin no more, or a worse thing would come upon you. Is that right? That means go and disbelieve anymore. Sin is unbelief. That's the first thing. That's all there is to it, is unbelief. It's sin. Because when you believe, he said, he that believeth well, shall not be condemned. He that heareth my words and believeth on him that sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation. It's all in faith if you believe it. Now, these gifts are added. Now, here's the word of God originally. You believe that? That's for the nation, the world. But now, if there has to be something in your life that maybe you were keeping back, then these gifts are set here to reveal that prophetic thing. That's what God does through sovereign grace. Now, Jesus talked to the woman a little while, so he got her spirit. Then he got in the channel that she was in, as I call it, channel, or spirit, that got her into that spirit. He seen what was wrong. He went right quick and told her what was wrong. And she turned and he never said, your sins are forgiven you. He never said nothing. But she knew that he was near, and she believed him to be the Messiah. Is that right? She said, come see a man who told me what the things that he... Isn't this the very Messiah? Now, he never said your sins are forgiven, and you don't live with those husbands no more, or nothing like that. He never said a word to her. She just recognized that he was the Messiah because he knew what she had done. Now, if he will come down and reveal what's wrong with you, would you recognize it to be the Messiah? The same yesterday, today, and forever? Now, you're bothered with some kind of a growth. That's rectal trouble. Is that right? If it is, raise your hand. Is that hemorrhoid? Is that right? Now, that's from the back. And here, some time ago, you don't realize what you've done. But haven't you got some kind of a stiffness in your back or something, some kind of a dislocated spinal disc? Or, isn't that right? Is that right? Yes, sir. You did that when you was a child. You didn't realize when you were doing it. You didn't know when you was doing it. You got a fall when you were jumping as a little girl. And that's dislocated a disc in your back. And you just found it. You're just beginning to realize what it is. You've had that stiffness. Sometimes you can't get off of a bed or something. I see you trying to move or something through that hurting in your back. Is that right? When you was kneeling here a few days ago to pray by a chair or a bed or something in a room. Is that right? A picture hanging to your left in the room. You just couldn't hardly get up for your back. Is that right? If it is, wave your hand like this. Now I want to ask you something. You heard that voice speaking. That was not me. I was looking here before you and saw a vision which you know that only God alone would know the things. Is that right?
That's right.
All right. Do you believe me to be his prophet?
I do.
Then you right now accept him as your healer? If you'll accept it right now as your healer, in the name of Jesus Christ, go home and be well. How did you do? Do you believe with all your heart? You are very conscious of something going on. You are. You're very conscious of that. That believing that there's something supernatural. Now, that isn't going to hurt you. That's to bless you. You've never felt just that way before in your life. Like that. Isn't that right? If it is, raise your hand for the people. That's the angel of the Lord. Your faith is moving in now. And since you've come right here, your faith has increased tremendously. Isn't that right? Because you're in his presence now. That's what you're doing. You're bothered with some kind of something in your throat. Is that right? Throat trouble?
That's right.
God bless me if you hear this. No. Haven't you been, had an operation?
Yes, I have.
You had a two on the breast. It was fixed or something cut off the breast. Is that right?
That's right.
Two doctors was in the room there.
That's right.
Is that right? I sit in a place, kind of like a... All right, sister. God has confirmation to confirm your throat healed. You go home. Look, if Jesus Christ by his power has sure got you anointed now like you've never been before in your life, and you're aware, this is new to you. You know what I'm fixing to say there, but you understand. See, this is new to you. All right. Now, if he's here and knows what was in your life and can reveal it to a stranger what was in your life, don't he know what will be in your life? All right, you're healed. Go home now. Everyone, reverence. Be real reverent. Do you realize that the Master is near?
Hallelujah.
You believe that?
Amen.
What more should you ask for? What more should you want in his lovely presence now? How he loves. love to heal this audience tonight. It's His divine will to do so. If you can only appropriate the faith. The reason I'm talking, the anointing getting real deep, you see, and I won't get but just a few if I don't wait just a minute and kind of get myself back normally again. You'll never know, Christians, this side of heaven, what that takes out of a human being. Daniel saw a vision, and he was troubled at his head for many days. Is that right? Jesus said, I perceive that virtue or strength has gone from me when the woman touched his garment. When that believer stand there, that heart bleeding and moving in, something has to happen. It just takes the life right out of you. It's the human part saps away. God comes in. This thing, it breaks out into another dimension, out where nobody knows nothing about. It's in the supernatural realm. And calls up things that's been done way years ago. How can you doubt God? Throat's better now, isn't it, sister? Is that right? Raise your hand. You're healed. That's exactly. It didn't even tell you what it was. It told you what had happened. You're healed. You're all right. God bless you. Now, excuse me for asking the patient sometimes that I can't tell who's who sometimes when I'm anointed. Now, sir, you are a stranger to me. I don't believe I know you. If I've ever met you, I don't remember. This is our first meeting. Is that right, isn't it?
Amen.
It's our first meeting. Then you're all together strangers. Does anybody here know this man?
Yes, I do.
All right. Someone knows him, man. You know the man to be an honest man. I suppose he is. He's a Christian, I know that. For his spirit bears record with this angel that has me anointed now. This powerful one that comes from the presence of God that's on my mortal body. Now, just like that, it isn't that light bulb up there. It's that current that's in the light bulb, you see. It's not me. It's him now. I was your brother a few moments ago. I'm God's servant now. Sir, a man can make any kind of a claim, but until God confirms it, no good. If God confirms it and says it's truth, then you can't doubt God, or you shouldn't. Is that right? If we be strangers, then there's something wrong with you. I trust that our Lord Jesus will let me know what's wrong with you. If He does, then that I could not heal you, of course, you understand. He would only give you a little, what you need, a little push of faith, perhaps, or something like that. You're aware that you're in the presence of some supernatural being. You know that. Now, if the audience might know, raise your hands. If you know, that's a feeling that you never felt. It's something, audience, I cannot explain. Surely, I should know what I'm speaking of. Now, I say not this for glory. I say this in honor of Jesus Christ. To fulfill His words, which said He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Understand. All right. That one that now is here, moving through you, that is the blessed one, the Son of God. He went to the Father, sent back the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit was to reveal the truth and to show things that was to come, St. John 17 or 15. Is that right? Now, life hasn't been a flower bed of ease for you. Or swinging between you and I comes a long, dark road. Down this road, I see you coming. There's something about the head. You're holding your head. It's headache.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
For years. Aren't you a musician or something? Don't you play some kind of music or something coming out of string music?
Yes.
Is that right? Come here, brother.
Hallelujah.
Father, I bless my brother tonight in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I ask you to heal him, Lord. May this leave him. And may you go from here tonight and get well as I ask this blessing in the name of Jesus, the Son of God. Amen. Brother, look, no one has been able to find what that was.
Right.
Is that right? They saw it first in my dream, but I've seen a tall, thin-looking doctor shaking his head from my dream with Matthew Green. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
It isn't my dream. No, it isn't. It was Satan. It's gone from you now.
Yes.
Go believe him.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. And if you believed, you tried to. Why did I ask you, have you believed? This is why I asked you. You've been prayed for before. Is that right? You have a tumor in the stomach. You're just afraid that it isn't gone. You're just a little afraid to accept it on those bases. Is that right? I'm not reading your mind. But I see when you try to accept it, and God in heaven knows by sight, I don't remember you. But I believe, if I'm not mistaken, from where I see you standing now by vision, that it was somewhere in an auditorium that had wings on the side, like this or something. Was it Zion? Is that right?
Yes.
You tried to accept your healing there. Don't doubt no more. That's your trouble. Just hanging over you like a shadow. Here's what you want me to do. You want me to cast that away from you. That's what you come back for. Is that right? If that's right, raise your hand. I can make it go by the power of Jesus Christ, but I can keep it away. Your faith will have to keep it away. Do you believe me to be his prophet? No way in the world for me to know that outside of God. Is that right? Now come near. God, this poor woman, realizing that something must be done right away. She's trying, Father, to break through, but Satan has determined that he's going to cause her trouble. But I ask for mercy for her. Now you said the prayer of faith shall save the sick and God shall raise them up. If they have did any sin, it shall be forgiven them. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you might be healed. Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ, I come in this duel of faith. Challenge you. Not in my own power or name. You know that I could not do that. But I come as a representative of Jesus Christ, claiming a divine gift that was ministered to me by an angel, telling me as a gift of people to believe that the sickness would not stand before them when sincere prayer was made, and I pray sincerely to God. Therefore, you cannot hold a woman any longer. I charge thee by the Son of God, Jesus Christ, come out of the woman. All right, sister. Now look. Now it's gone. The life of it is dead. Now, you'll notice this. If you will keep bleeding as you are now, you feel different now. Now, if that's right, wave your hand. Real life and cool, is that right? It's dead. The life of it went out. Just like your life would go from you, your body dropped. Now, the life of it's out. Now, that'll shrink for the next 72 hours. And then, you'll feel better for about the next 2 or 3 days. Then after that, you'll get real sick. It's breaking. Deteriorating, rotten in other words. It'll be bigger than it ever was. Then go to thanking God. Don't ever doubt there. Keep thanking God for your healing. It'll go away from you. If I knew what was, I knew what will, know what will be. If he can reveal to me, he reveal what was, he can reveal what is. Yes. You believe that? You've failed your calling to him, right? You know that. Now go on, serve God with all your heart. All right, come, baby. Be reverent everywhere. How do you do, sister? Do you believe me to be God's prophet with all your heart?
How would I, a man, to correct me? And you know that something is taking place. You don't even feel like it, but you don't feel it. Isn't that right? That's right, raise your hand. What it is, the angel of the Lord is here, teaching, and it's moving to you. Now, if I could only get your faith to agree that, it would be all right, see? And just as soon as the vision went off, a few things felt real life, when it's that right, that's when you were here. Your faith is faithful. You believe that, didn't you? And while I was talking, I don't know. Perhaps while I was talking, you heard my voice, but that wasn't me. That was that feeling that you had. That's what it was, see? It was really good. Now, you go home, the providers are going to meet you, and there are other troubles, you go home, do well. Your mind congratulations to your sister, and the Lord Jesus bless you, my dear sister. Everyone doing? Now, what would be here in everybody's in the tabernacle of this church now? Would be here right now? Couldn't be here just now? Sure, you should be here right now. Believe with all your heart. You have a prayer card? You don't have a prayer card, or you do. Now, are we strangers? How long ago that be? 8 years ago. Well, 18 years ago. You were cancer 18 years ago. Someone prayed for you. Yes. Well, you found the pastor yourself. You know what happens in 2 minutes? You know what I'm talking about. You walk there on God. You got the same thing you do. You got the same thing you do. Is that right? You're ready for surgery right now. Is that true? All right. What's that phrase of doing? Look, lady. Death knocks at your door. You believe this prophet? You return to God and God will return to you. God bless you, ladies. Go rejoice and let me know what happens. Let's say praise be to God. All right, Billy. No, I don't want to do that, but that's, I mean, it's got a death spirit in it. Almighty God, author of life, giver of every good gift, send thy blessings upon this man. This death spirit moving up in his whole sacred being, moving up close to him, knowing that he's got to come out of this man. He's standing in your presence. And Lord, we're believers. We believe that what he said is true. He said from the death spirit went out of the man to hear. And Lord, we believe that. And you said, I give you power. If you go forth and preach the gospel, lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. We believe that. And you said, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe you receive it in your heart. Therefore, Lord, by the permission of an angel, I ask for mercy for this one. Thou dead spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ, I say, leave the man. Come out of him. All right, raise your hand. Been this way with me for about 15 years. I love you. You get kind of nervous, too. About the process of it, it goes through the same time. I'm doing that and things like that. You are me. Let's go praise the Lord. All right, Philip. Oh, isn't he wonderful? Oh, how foolish is somebody? Why do you doubt one of us? How can our Lord do any more than what he did? He's wonderful. You believe?
Your Savior and your healer for you, daughter, though.
your orthodoxy is gone, you become a Christian in Jesus Christ, you will go and you will do as you have believed. Let's say praise Jesus God. The Holy Spirit appears on the other cheek for the Holy Spirit scatters, we know what happened. That's right. God, this works just then. All right, come, ladies. That's faith. God's going to do something to you quickly. The miraculous. That faith, believe me, as it's happened. The same spirit is upon the Hebrew prophet, but the same spirit is in you. And God takes his prophet, but never his kid. It moves on. When one dies, the kid comes on another. It goes on. And every generation is left coming. Our faces are your faces, ladies. Do you believe? Do you believe that God will reveal your troubles to me? That's all I can do about it. Is that right? Now look. You are a believer. You're still with the Spirit. And now look. You have a nervous condition. Brain, which is due to the time that it is with you, and then another thing is you got a stomach trouble. Is that right? That's right. And your nervous has caused the stomach trouble, which is an ulcer in the stomach, causing crying, so forth, and swelling, sometimes swelling of the heart, and your mental conditions, and that, and you feel strained, upset all the time, depressed. Is that right? And many times, so you told you, you cough over the line, and all those, is that right? But he's lying. He's lying. Jesus Christ says he is. Do you believe that? So we talk to him today, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's our country. You believe? Sir, you believe with all your heart? What if the Holy Spirit, that what you see in now, would come near and say to you like he did the woman at the well, her greatest trouble, to tell her what her greatest trouble was, if you believe it? It's second. Don't you have something wrong that's either in your throat or it's in your chest? One, I've seen some carbon as asthma. Is that right? Is that right? All right. Well, but that one thing, thank you, Jesus, I'm over. Well, but that one, give God praise. The reason never bother you no more. Come in. Oh, how he moves to get the people to believe. Young man, if you're a very young pastor, this young minister, what do you think about Jesus Christ? You love him. Is he the Son of God? Is he your healer? Yes. He can make you get all that kind of trouble right now. Is that right? Well, then believe what he wants you. Your faith. Awesome. Come, little lad. Young, happy kid. Do you believe? You're going to send it to you. You love the Lord Jesus Christ? Would you like to serve him all the days of your life? If you let you get well, would you do that? Only for his glory that you do it? All right, let's get there. Come here, gentlemen. Again, bow your heart. Well, just a few minutes ago, when I was speaking to someone here, you came back down the line, like that second lady standing back there now, it's the same thing. You were very alarmed when I told the lady about what kind of feeling she was having of a nervous condition. Is that right? Because you have exactly the same thing. Is that right? Now, you think you're going to make you well? But what you want is you pray for you. That's what you're thinking about. I'm not reading your mind, but that's what you're thinking. You think you're going to pray for you. Come in your mind, right? So, is that right? That's right. He still has those thoughts within his presence. Now come here. Because that's what you have to do well. And we're going to receive it, I believe, with all my heart. Dear Heavenly Father, seeing that the woman has that point of contact, that I'm afraid for her, seeing that it's not out of her mind as she is going through, she is shaking her head otherwise, I pray, God, that you will heal her. And now,
this devil, this thing is trying to make her lose her mind. I say to you, in the name of Jesus Christ, come out of the woman. Now look, go home, you're going to get well. You believe me? If God knew what you were and what you are, if he knows what you will be, you're going to be all right. And go home. God bless you. All right, come. How do you do? Do you believe with all your heart? Do you believe that he would make you well? You have number one to me. That's right. Is that right?
Now be reverent. And you Christian people here do not know how to pray, pray for me. For this is your Lord Jesus and my Lord Jesus that we're trying to let the people see that he is here. And may by his grace he come down and vindicate that I'm telling you the truth. Will you believe it? Now here, come here, minister. Now I don't know whether God will or not. If this woman can be told what is wrong with her and no way at all for me knowing it, will you believe that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever? God granted him. Longer you talk to people, of course, more is said. Just keep talking, it keeps more said. Now, I want you to come here, sister. I just want to talk to you. Now, can you hear me all over the building? You watch up there, thank you, if you will. Can you hear me way up the gallery from here, way up there at the top and the balcony? Can you? Yes, dear, thank you. Thank you, brother. You're doing a good job on that. Now, all of you, even in there, be impressed. Now, I mean, it's a silent prayer. You can watch until I ask you to bow your head. Now, lady, I want you to look at me. Because you're human, I'm human. And we both have, well, we got to stand before God someday. We got to give an account for our lives. And now, you have a human spirit. I have a human spirit because God ordained us to be that way. Now, but if there's any sickness, maybe you got something, I don't know. Maybe you got cancer, maybe you got some kind of female trouble, I don't know what it is. But whatever it is, that's a disease which is the devil of the darkness. That's right. It's of darkness. It's not of light. Sickness is of darkness. To kill you. God is light. He brings light. Now, in your conscience, that something is here. In your conscience, something's going on. Now, that's the angel of the Lord. Now, he can reveal to me what is wrong with you if he desires me. If he doesn't, I can't. But being, yes, Now the lady is moving right back from me just as fast as she can go. She's got something, some kind of headache trouble. And there's something hurts her up here all the time, like a headache, scientist or something is causing a headache. I see her rubbing her head. Is that right, lady?
Yes.
Now, if that was right, raise up your hand so people see.
Yes.
Now, I've never seen a lady, but I've seen a lady, she holds her head like this, and she has severe pain in her head. And another thing I noticed, now the lady leaves again. You're extremely nervous, aren't you, lady? Real nervous. Mm-hmm. I see you very much upset about something.
Yes.
I see when something is just... Say, don't you have a loved one in a hospital?
Yes,
a man, a husband, it's your husband. He's just in operating.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Isn't he a veteran or something?
Yes.
Some kind of a veteran hospital?
Yes.
Is that right? And say, I see what makes God bless her soul. You just lost a boy, haven't you?
Yes.
A boy is in the Navy, wasn't he?
Yes.
Down out of, is that true?
That's true.
God bless you, mother. Go your headaches and peace. God has blessed you.
Yes.
And may he, your poor little war mother, bless her. God bless you. Poor little thing with a heart full. Every Christian in you ought to give God thanks for that poor little mother. The boy just recently died as a hero. I've seen a ship go up or something or other, and I've seen the mother standing above with weeping like that. The young fellow gone. Oh, friend, how can you just believe? He's here. He knows all things. You can't hide your light from Him now. The angel of God who I speak of is right here now. All right, come here, sir. I suppose we're strangers to Him. We are. Now, I couldn't use you, sir, if I had to. Only thing I can do is to pray to God for you. And if God would show me what was wrong with you, well, I could tell you, if He didn't, I couldn't. Of course, you know that. I'm a stranger. You're aware of that. The reason I talk to you is just so the anointing gets started on swiftly so I can get to the people, you understand. You should. You're a minister of the gospel. Is that right?
Yes.
I see you stand the platform. You've had a nervous breakdown, haven't you?
Yes.
Isn't that right?
That's right. 6 weeks.
All right. Just a minute. I see someone standing near you. It's your wife. And she suffers too.
Yes.
And she has a gland trouble or something. Isn't that right?
That's right.
Now listen. Is she in the audience?
Yes.
Isn't she kind of a woman that she's got on a black hat and she's got little flowers right in front of it?
Yes.
And she wears glasses, doesn't she?
That's right.
Go put your arm around her, lay your hand on her, both of you go home, you're going to get well in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let's say praise be to God. God's grace extended to the people. Have faith in God. You shall see the glory of God. All right. Bring the lady. Do you believe? Now, lady, if God will reveal the Holy Spirit here, do you believe with all your heart? If God will speak what's wrong with your sexual healing right now? You have something wrong, you're asthma. Is that right? Is that right? If it is, raise up your hand. You've kept your healing? Come near, Mother. Lord Jesus, seeing her poor old heart beating, knowing she wanted to ask you, I pray that you heal her and make you go off this platform and not suffer anymore. In Jesus' name. Thank you. God bless you, sister. Go for healing now. All right. All right, come, sir. Do you believe me to be God's servant? Of course, you're wearing glasses. Anyone would know something's wrong with your eyes. Anybody with crutch or something other know they were crippled. Of course, I know there's something wrong with your eyes. You wouldn't have glasses. But I want you to talk to me just a minute. Maybe there's something else wrong that the people can't see. Now, do you realize there's something going on, don't you? You know that you're in the presence of something that you've never been in the presence of before. Is that right, sir? Raise your hand if it is. No one can stand this near and know that Jesus Christ isn't standing right here at this platform. And that's true. Now you look this way, sir. That won't hurt. That's the thing anything that ever heal you, it'll be that what you see on it. Yes, sir? I see you trying to get out of bed or something. There's something wrong with your back. Is that right? All right, come here, sir. Our Heavenly Father, I bless the little lad. I pray that you'll heal him and make him every whit whole. I lay hands up on him. I know if you were here, you'd lay your hands on him and he'd get well. So in a representative way, I ask for his healing in the name of Christ, the Son of God. Amen. You need healing too, brother. Lord Jesus, this poor man suffering here with this spleen, prostrate bladder, God, make him well. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Amen. Go, sir. It stopped him. He made well. Let's say thanks be to God.
Second time.
Two times today the Holy Spirit pulled me to Brother Baxter. That's one reason I had him sit there a while ago. He's sitting behind the curtain today. And when I walked in the room here to preach the gospel, it was the Holy Spirit began to move over the audience to heal. You know that, call the people where they were and what they was the matter. You spoke to Brother Baxter there again. All right, come, lady. All right. Stay near. Do you believe me to be his prophet? Look this way, then. If God will tell me what is your trouble, will you believe me to be his prophet? Would you like to get over your diabetes? Is that right? All right, if he's here and his mercies are here. God, I pray for the blessing of God to rest upon her, and may she go be healed in Jesus' name. God bless you, sister. Go now. Ask anything to me. All right. Come, sir. All right. Do you believe with all your heart? You believe that God has sent me. I'm just representing Him, sir. You understand? There's nothing I could do to heal you. Only I would know what was wrong with you. Your life and what you've done could not be here right now. That's a divine gift. Your conscience is something going on. You are suffering with heart trouble. You have a heart trouble. Then you have arthritis also. Is that right? Alright. Do you believe if I'll pray for you now that God will make you well? Alright, come here. Lord Jesus, realizing the seriousness of this case of this poor man, I pray as I push myself against him, as Elijah laid on the child that was dead, I ask, Lord, that this heart trouble cease, his arthritis get well, his other troubles cease to be, and may the man live and serve you all the days of his life. In Jesus Christ's name, I bless him. Amen. God bless you, brother. Not so rejoicing, happy, and thanking God for your healing. All right, let's say thanks be to God. Come, sir. As you walked in, I see something moving. And here's what it is. Your anemia. Your blood. And one thing, you're a nervous person, too. Not the kind that shakes and carries on, but the deep thinking kind. Is that right? You're always, as the old saying, crossing bridges before you get to them, building up things. Never happens. You can't hide your life. I know you. I never met you in my life. Is that right? Sir? You were at the Flint campaign. Of course, I never met you, I guess. Did I? No. Never met you. All right. Do you believe that He'll heal you now? Upon the basis of that, you breathe His presence. Do you believe that what you feel right now is Him? I'm not reading your mind. It's Jesus Christ standing here that knows your life. Is that right? Come here. Lord Jesus, have mercy on the man. May he come to Calvary tonight by faith, and may God do the mercies of Christ healing just now as I bless him in Jesus Christ's name. Now, sir, as you go rejoicing. Go be happy. Sing songs all day long. You're that quiet type of person which would hurt you a little later in your life. You go on and just start singing hymns and rejoicing, testifying your healing, it'll lead you. God bless you, sir. All right. Come and believe. You want to get over the heart trouble, sir? Raise up your hand and say, thank God for healing me.
Praise the Lord for healing.
That'll go off the platform. Keep that testimony. He's bound to do it. In the name of the Lord Jesus. All right, sir. You want to get rid of the same thing, didn't you? Heart trouble? Just keep moving. Say, praise the Lord for healing me. Praise God. Bless him. I pray. All right, come. In this dream, you were the same thing. And also, you're diabetic. Is that right? You want to be well?
Yes.
Raise up your hand and say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
All right, go off keeping that same testimony you've got to be healed. You want to get over the diabetes, lady? You do, raise up your hand and say, praise the Lord. Now turn around the other way, go off the platform and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. How many of the rest of you want to be healed out there the same way? How many out there hasn't got a prayer card? Raise your hand. Anywhere in the building wants to be healed? I challenge you this. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, without a prayer card, without a calling to the line, to this platform, if you believe and firmly believe, I'll believe that God will manifest Himself to you out there before we call anybody. Do you believe it? This lady sitting here with your hands up, an elderly-like lady. Pocketbook laying on your lap. Do you believe me to be His prophet? You haven't got a prayer card, I see. You believe with all your heart? Thank you. That's what the angel said. If you believe that it is true. Now, you look straight to me a minute. You're straight in front of me. Yes. You're suffering with a nervous condition. Is that right? A mental nervousness. Is that right? And it causes you great trouble. And you get real weak, don't you? And you do quite a bit of praying, trying to get over it. You were disappointed recently. Let's see, what? Yes?
You were disappointed in this meeting last night. If I had made another call, you had a prayer card last night and didn't get one tonight. Is that right? Is that true? Then raise to your feet Jesus Christ as healed you where you're sitting.
Amen. Now go.
Have faith in God, dear people. Have faith in God. That little lady sitting behind her there? Yes. Shocked you, didn't it? The reason that I called you, young lady, is because that you suffer with the same thing she did. You were healed just then. You have a nervous condition. Isn't that right? No prayer card. And is that right? Or no prayer card. Stand up on your feet this minute. I'll be sure there's so many calling there. Yes, you are healed. You had the same thing she had. Yours is called the menopause, starting to the change of life. Now, is that true? Raise your hand and say, praise the Lord, then. All right, go home and be well. The elderly mother sitting there, she kept crying like, that's your husband sitting next to you. You believe with all your heart? Is that right? You're both suffering with the same thing, hardening of the artery. Is that right? No prayer card. Raise up your hand. If you do, raise up your hand and say, praise the Lord. Go home and get well then in the name of the Lord Jesus. God is here. Have faith in God. Some of you sick people in here, pray. Look this way. Now here he goes. God crossed this way now. Oh, can't you see that, friend? Looks like you should. Standing right before me now. The light, and in that light stands a woman. It's her eye. It's settling. Here it is right here on the end of the row. That second row sitting there. The woman has something wrong with her eyes. She's sitting there praying. She didn't realize it. Is that right, lady? Stand up. Jesus Christ has made you whole. You sitting next to her there, what do you think about this all? Are you sick? Do you want to be healed? Do you believe you to be God's prophet? You do? Stand up on your feet a minute. You believe? You should. All right, look this way. Do you believe me to be his prophet? I can't heal you, but you can't hide your life. Is that right? You are a believer of the Word. You suffer with an ulcer in your stomach. Is that right? Wave your hand. It's a peptic ulcer, which is caused from a nervous condition. Go on out and get your hamburger and eat it and go on home. Jesus Christ makes you well. God bless you. Have faith in God. Little lady sitting there next to him, what do you think about this all? Do you believe it to be the power of God? You do? Aren't you suffering with arthritis, aren't you? Is that right? Stand up on your feet. You did have it. Jesus Christ has healed you of it now. Go home and be well. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Have faith in God. What about you, Blair lady? You're sitting there with dark glasses on. I guess that, no it isn't. Well, it is your eyes in one way. Do you believe me to be God's prophet? Do you believe with all your heart? You do? Stand up on your feet just a minute, Dan. Look this way. No, you have dropsy. Is that right? Just wave your hand back and forth this way. All right, go home in the name of the Lord Jesus. Receive your healing. God bless you. That's right. What do you think, the man sitting next to her? Do you believe me to be God's prophet? Do you believe God will reveal to me what's wrong with you? You don't have any prayer card. All right, if you don't have any prayer card and believe that I'm God's prophet, stand up on your feet a minute. Look this way. Yes, you're suffering. You're suffering with headaches. Is that right? Migraine headaches, it bothers you all the time. Constantly pain. It's left you now, has it? Go home. You're finished with it. Jesus Christ makes you whole. Hallelujah! The Almighty Jehovah God has sent His Son Christ Jesus to manifest Himself to the people. Tell me, He's here. You believe these things to be true? Have faith. Somebody way back in the back. You think it's anybody back there sick? Anywhere you may be, believe God. I'm looking at you in the back. Not looking at you in the way that you think that Peter John said, look on us. Elijah said to Jehoshaphat, if it or to Ahab's son Jerome, if it wasn't I respected Jehoshaphat, I wouldn't even look at you. You know what I mean, Christian? Look back there. Have faith. Receiving the angel of the Lord. Standing in the back of the building, a light. moving around over somebody's head. I see a woman appear right here before me. She's wearing a white blouse. She's suffering with female trouble. It settles down. It's over a woman just about three or four rows this way and about three or four in this way. A woman with a white blouse sitting right here. I see it. What's hanging right over now. Stand up back there, lady. Right back there, about the fourth one. There you are. That's the truth. You had a female trouble, didn't you? You are healed. Go home in the name of the Lord Jesus. You are healed. Anywhere. Almighty God is God. I see a little girl holding up her hands as sick. Have faith in God. Do you believe? Can't you see something cross me up on the child? Just a minute. I see a child standing before me. Oh, it's a girl, but I can't see. Something happened.
Please, no pictures while Brother Branham is praying.
Just a moment. Where was I? What was it? Don't do that. If the angel of the Lord comes in a flash and a light, and I don't do that. I'm not calling you out, but don't do it. It shoved and knocked the vision off of me. Just a moment. It affected my attention. Just a moment. O Lord God, Creator of heavens and earth, Author of life, send thy blessings just now, we pray, through Jesus' name. Just a moment. In silent prayer. It's a mix-up. I see two little girls. Here they come. There's God's grace. Oh, here is the little girl sitting right here in front of me. She's got something wrong in her throat. It's a little girl right here. Yes. Isn't that right, lady? Say, hasn't that little girl just been operated on or something other? Is that right in the throat? Is that true? And don't she have something? I see something running from her ears. Is that right? If she has adenoids also, is that right? You're the mother. Is that true? All right, raise up your hand. Put your hand on the baby. In the name of Jesus Christ, go home and be well, child. You want to get over that sinus trouble sitting there, sir? You want to get over it? That's what you have because I see you holding your head. Is that right? Stand up on your feet. Go home now and get well in the name of the Lord Jesus. Here comes that little girl again. Just a moment. Oh, here's the little girl sitting right here. That little girl has something wrong with her eyes, doesn't she? Is that right? And doesn't she have something wrong with her throat, too? Is that true? You're the mother of the child, and you have something wrong with your eyes. Is that right? Lay your hand over her. What's making you feel that way? Christ, the Son of God, makes you whole. Have faith in God. Lady saying you have diabetes. You want to get over it, lady? You believe with all your heart that Christ will make you well? All right, sir. Stand up on your feet. Get over the diabetes in the name of the Lord Jesus. Have faith in God. Hey, somebody, I believe it's the lady sitting second from you there. Has some bowel trouble or something. Something wrong in the intestinal. You believe with all your heart? If you do, you believe, lady? Stand up on your feet. It is a bowel trouble, colitis with adhesion. Raise your hand like that if that's true. Go home and Jesus Christ make you well. Hallelujah! Sure, I see these little boys just polio and so forth. What about the lady? You have faith? You believe? Look this way, Dad. You look to me. Have her turn this way. Do you believe me as God's prophet, lady? I can't heal you. You're laying on a stretcher. But God can reveal your life to me. Do you believe it? Do you believe me to be God the prophet? You've been sick. You had something wrong in your lungs. pneumonia. Had a relapse of it. Stand up on your feet, take that wheelchair chair, stretcher chair, and go on home. Get well in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. A challenge for my Lord. Who would disbelieve him? The rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley, the bright morning star, the Alpha Omega, he that was, which is, and shall come, the root and offspring of David. Are you ready to be healed? Do you believe? Believest thou this? Lay your hands over on one another. Almighty God, author of life, giver of every good gift, send thy blessings, O God. Heal in the name of the Lord Jesus. And now, Father, as I stand here, the hour is getting late, my body's weak. Oh, God, you created heavens and earth. I'm looking for you to do this now. You promised. I believe you. I've asked you today. I believe we receive what we ask for. Now may the Holy Spirit move through this audience just now and heal every person in there, Lord. May the sick be healed at this minute. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, Satan, adjure thee in the name of Christ, the Son of God, come out of every person in here. All of you that believe that you're healed in a wheelchair, on the gentle lady up out of the stretcher, walking, glorifying God. Every one of you that believes, stand on your feet and accept your healing. That kidney trouble is healed. The back condition left you. The cancer's gone. Christ, the Son of God.